chapter. The Canterlot High School Coronation. Twilight beamed as she climbed out of the stretch limo. It was finally time for the fall formal, time to win back her crown. She was extremely proud of how her friends had all come together to make sure the dance still happened. Plus, Rarity had chosen excellent gowns that highlighted each of the girls' best features. It almost felt like the night she went to the Grand Galloping Gala in Canterlot. Only this time, Twilight was wearing a stunning, sparkly pink dress and walking on two legs instead.
"I feel only slightly less tough in this dress," joked Rainbow Dash as she climbed out of the limo.
The look was less sporty than she was used to, but she looked really pretty. The dress matched her hair perfectly. The snug bodice had a stripe of each rainbow colour, and a ruffled red skirt flared out from the bottom. Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie and Applejack all followed next. Each of their dresses reflected their personalities perfectly, right down to Pinkie's over-the-top poofy party frock with a giant bow around the waist.
"Party!"
Pinkie squealed, jumping up and down with glee. "Hurry on up, Rarity," Applejack said, smoothing down her blue denim frock. It had a row of red apples along the hem. It was understated and a little more casual, just like the girl wearing it.
"We need to get on inside so Twilight can get her crown."
"I'm coming, darlings. I just had to touch up my lip gloss."
Rarity stepped out of the limo with a flourish. Her short blue party dress was all ruffles and sequins. She wore tall white boots adorned with shimmery jewels.
"Now, how do I look?"
"You look beautiful, Rarity," Twilight said. She helped Spike out of the limo. He was even wearing a little doggy tuxedo for the occasion. He kept trying to get Rarity to notice, but she was too busy looking at her hair in the reflection of the car window. The girls linked arms and walked across the front lawn toward the school, passing right by the Wonder Cult statue. Twilight noticed that the moon was directly over it, shining down on the portal. It was almost perfectly in line. She suspected that by the time tonight was over, it wouldn't be any more.
"Twilight!"
Flash Sentry called out as he hopped out of a red sports car. Rarity and Applejack raised their eyebrows at each other. He looked mighty excited to see Twilight. Even though she'd denied any sort of crush, they were starting to wonder. He jogged up to meet them.
"Twilight, I know you said no about going to the fall formal with me, but maybe you'd reconsider and at least have one dance?"
"I didn't say no," Twilight replied. "I mean, I did, but I didn't mean no to you. I was... What I mean is..."
She wasn't making any sense. Finally, she blurted out,
"Yes, I'd love to dance with you."
Flash grinned. The girls all giggled and began to whisper to one another.
"Let's go inside," said Twilight, blushing.
Inside the Canterlot gym, the dance was already in full swing. The disco ball spun around, creating a million tiny lights across every balloon, streamer, and smiling student.
"It really is magical here," thought Twilight as she entered the room.
Up on the stage, the DJ was spinning a remix of an old favourite, "Raise This Barn." She had blue hair and wore reflective sunglasses, even though it was dark in the room, but it looked super cool. And over in the corner, Granny Smith was serving cups of fresh, fizzy apple cider.
"Come on!"
Pinkie shrieked, skipping over to the dance floor. She jumped so much that her tiny blue top hat almost fell off.
"I can't wait to get my groovy, woovy groove on!"
The Equestria girls laughed and followed Pinkie out onto the dance floor to do the same. When the DJ set was over, Flash Sentry and his band took to the stage. They fired up the room, starting to play a cover of a pop song that the whole gym knew the words to. Everyone who had been previously standing around on the sides of the gym rushed to the dance floor.
"Thanks, Canterlot High,"
Flash Sentry said into the microphone. We're Flash Drive. Come see us play at the sweet shop next weekend. Then he winked at Twilight from the stage, and they broke out into another upbeat song. Twilight hoped no one had seen, especially her rival. The last thing she needed right now was a fight over a boy. Twilight scanned the crowded room. Anybody seen Sunset Shimmer?
Maybe she's too embarrassed to show, Rainbow shouted as she pumped her fist in the air to the music. She's gotta know you won by a landslide.
Yeah, maybe. Twilight bit her lip.
She wished she could feel as confident about winning as Rainbow always seemed to be, because this time, winning really would matter. The students all watched with bated breath as Principal Celestia walked up onto the stage. It was finally time to announce the Princess of the Fall Formal. So much was riding on the next few moments. Twilight felt her hands start to dampen, which was a new sensation. It must have been nerves. Principal Celestia smiled at the sea of dressed-up students. She looked beautiful this evening as well. She wore an elegant purple dress that complemented her pastel hair. Vice Principal Luna had opted for a midnight blue gown that accented her darker features. She stood nearby holding a wooden box. The crown was definitely in there. So close, thought Twilight. First off, I want to say how wonderful everything looks tonight. You all did a magnificent job pulling things together after the unfortunate events of earlier today. A few mumbles broke through the crowd. Not everyone at school knew that Twilight had been accused of trashing the gym, but rumours about the incident and people trying to guess who had done such a thing had been flying around all afternoon. Celestia cleared her throat. And now, without further ado, I'd like to announce the winner of this year's Fall Formal Crown. Fluttershy patted Twilight on the back reassuringly. Pinkie Pie bounced up and down in anticipation. Twilight just tried to keep breathing. The princess of this year's Fall Formal is... Principal Celestia tore open the golden envelope with a flourish. Twilight Sparkle! The gym erupted in cheers. We did it!
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous!
Fluttershy squeaked. Pinkie Pie blew into a noisemaker. Celestia motioned to Twilight and she walked up the steps carefully. This would be the worst time to fall, even if it was called the Fall Formal. She reminded herself to smile, too. Everyone seemed so happy for her. Down below, her friends were all clapping. Twilight didn't see Sunset Shimmer, but that didn't mean she wasn't still sulking in some dark corner of the gym right now. Congratulations, Twilight, whispered Principal Celestia as she took the crown from the wooden box and placed it atop Twilight's head. The second it touched her hair, Twilight felt an instant wave of relief wash over her. Every pony was going to be safe now. She would go back through the portal tonight and home to Equestria as planned. Harmony would be restored. But the good feelings didn't last for long.
Twilight! Help!
A familiar voice rang out through the gym. Spike? Twilight said, scanning the crowd for him.
Is that you?
It wouldn't make much sense for him to be speaking right now. In this world, dogs weren't supposed to talk, and in a big crowd like this, everyone would hear him. So why was he causing a commotion? This wasn't the best time. Then Twilight saw. Snips was cackling as he ran out of the gym, holding Spike under his arm. Suddenly, the world melted away. They've got Spike, she called out to her friends. Twilight jumped down from the stage and ran after them, parting the crowds of confused students. Spike, she called out. Spike squirmed and reached out for Twilight, but Snails followed close behind his partner and blocked her. Twilight rushed out the door after them. Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash and Rarity were all on her heels. Once they were all outside, Twilight spotted Snips and Snails tearing across the Canterlot High front lawn. "There!" she shouted. They were going straight for the statue of the Wonder Cult. Straight toward the portal.
"That's close enough," Sunset Shimmer said, stepping out from behind the statue.
"Don't hurt him," Twilight pleaded. Spike looked really scared. Now she understood the meaning of the phrase puppy dog eyes.
"Oh, I wouldn't dream of it."
Sunset began to pace back and forth.
"I'm not a monster, Twilight."
She whipped around and barked at Snips.
"Let him go."
"What do you want?" asked Twilight.
"I just wanted your attention so I could say congrats on your big win."
From the tone of Sunset's voice, Twilight didn't think she meant it in the slightest.
"Too bad you won't be able to take your crown home with you."
Sunset Shimmer turned on her heel and bent down to pick something up. It was a long silver stick with a knob on the end of it.
"A golf club? Ooh, is this a secret night golf party?"
Pinkie Pie couldn't help herself.
"Or is it, like, a golf club? I don't like the game much, but I suppose I could join."
Sunset Shimmer shot Pinkie a look and the girl clammed up. This was no time to annoy Sunset. Sunset held the stick high above her, right above the portal, and perfectly poised to destroy it. Sunset smiled deviously.
"Say goodbye to Equestria, princess."
She cackled. This couldn't be happening. No. A moment ago, back at the dance, everything had been perfect. Twilight had been voted full formal princess, received her crown, and was all set to return home to Equestria tonight, just in the nick of time. Now Sunset Shimmer was threatening to destroy the only way she could get back home. Forever. Twilight had to do something.
"You don't belong here. Give me back the crown and you can go back to Equestria tonight."
Sunset Shimmer tapped the base of the statue with the golf club.
"Or keep it and never go home."
Twilight didn't know what to do. Neither option was going to work. If she handed the crown over, the elements of harmony would be rendered useless. They needed one another to work. But if she kept the crown, Twilight could never return home, which would also be useless. And then she'd never see her Ponyville friends again.
"Tick-tock, Twilight, we haven't got all night. The portal will be closing on its own in less than an hour,"
said Sunset. She looked at her wrist, even though she wasn't wearing a watch.
"So, what's your answer?"
Something snapped inside of Twilight, and she stamped her foot. This was ridiculous. Sunset Shimmer couldn't get away with destroying everything that mattered just because she was upset about being unpopular. Twilight narrowed her eyes. "No."
"What?"
Sunset squawked, her eyes fiery.
"Don't you see what I'm about to do to the portal?"
Twilight stood tall. She knew that her Canterlot High friends were right there with her. She might not be at home with all the elements of harmony, but she still had the most important thing, friendship. "Yes, but I've also seen what you've been able to do here without magic. Equestria will find a way to survive without my element of harmony. This place might not, if I allow it to fall into your hands." Twilight took a few steps closer to Sunset. "So go ahead, destroy the portal. You aren't getting this crown."
"Fine."
Sunset Shimmer dropped the golf club to the ground, defeated.
"You win.
Come on, snips. Snails.
She snapped, and the goofy pair fell in line. Twilight breathed a sigh of relief. The portal was safe, and she still had her crown.
Can't believe you were going to do that for us, said Applejack.
It's no wonder you're a real-life princess, added Rarity.
Yes, she's so very special.
Sunset Shimmer leaned in close to Twilight's face.
Take your crown back to Equestria, Princess Twilight.
See if I care.
And in one swift motion, Sunset Shimmer reached for the crown. Fortunately, Twilight's reflexes as a two-legged creature were getting better. She dived out of Sunset's grasp and went tumbling onto the grass. The crown flew off Twilight's head and landed about 2 feet away, jewel side down. Sunset lunged for it, but Spike was quicker. He snatched the crown and took off across the lawn, carrying it in his little dog mouth.
Grab him, you fools! Sunset Shimmer yelled at Snips and Snails. He's headed for the gym!
The two boys ambled after him, tripping several times along the way. Twilight and her friends followed, though it wasn't easy to move fast in their high heels and dresses. Rainbow Dash shot forward. She didn't let anything hold her back.
Over here, Spike!
Shouted Rainbow from inside the front doors of the gym. He darted through the legs of the students and attempted to fling the crown in her direction. Rainbow caught it perfectly and jumped up onto a large speaker. Snips was right below. Rainbow Dash hooked her arm through the crown and reached for the nearby basketball hoop. She swung on the metal ring and flung her body onto the stage like an acrobat. The satisfied smirk on her face vanished as soon as Snails popped up beside her.
Heads up!
She shouted as she tossed the crown to Spike again. He jumped high and caught it in his mouth. Before he could run back to Twilight, he was lifted into the air.
I'll take that! Sunset Shimmer said, grabbing him around the belly and stealing the crown straight out of his mouth.
She dropped him on the ground and closed her eyes, relishing her final victory.
At last, more power than I could ever imagine.
She marvelled at the crown glinting under the light of the disco ball. Throngs of confused students stopped dancing and started to back away from the crazed Sunset, creating a circle around her. Her eyes turned fiery as she stared at her precious prize.
Fthamm!
A bright flash suddenly flooded the gym with red light, temporarily blinding the crowd. When everyone's vision returned, something that was neither girl nor pony stood before them. And it was terrifying.